You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I had a whole bunch of things I wanted to talk about here in my segment at the end of the show, but the guys from South Florida Business and Wealth, they gave me a whole new punch list. They gave me all of their different stuff that they've got here, and I'm going to just go through their table of contents and give a couple of ideas I have. Let's see. First off, they have spaces. Well, hey, they're talking about creating a whole bunch of new and interesting spaces here in South Florida, and that's what all these big projects like Miami World Center and Brickell City Center, they're all going to create these fabulous new environments that we haven't seen here in Miami. But there's also going to be the external environments that all the big developers are planning and creating out on Biscayne Boulevard, north of downtown, and what they're calling the Edgewater area. The changes there are dramatic. The people moving in are just amazing. The retailers that are coming, it's exciting. The design district, the fashion district. We had Shelley Bloom on talking about the changes he's seen in the 50 years in the fashion district. Miami is pulsing, and new spaces are coming. And while those spaces are coming, others are going away. But as the developers work on these new spaces, the people that I'm working with, I've seen them taking great care to create great public spaces and to work together to create a Miami in a futuristic, interfaced way that we can have some real good work with mass transit and other stuff like that. Now, let's talk about Made in South Florida. Made in South Florida is going on in Wynwood and the other hubs here in South Florida. Business entrepreneurs are combining with investors all the time. We've had the eMERGE guys on. We've had the Knight Foundation on. They're talking about the elemental level of business creation. We have business leaders on our show all the time, thought leaders that tell you about the different things that are going on in all the different industries. Miami is a bubbling cauldron of opportunity, and it's quite frankly one of the most shining places in the entire United States, if not, hyperbole, the world. You know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere other than Miami. I grew up here. I've traveled all over. Miami's for me, and I think that what we're finding out is if we build world-class facilities and bring in and train a world-class workforce, Miami is going to be the center. Oh, God, I'm just going to say it. The center of the universe. It always has been for me, and I can't wait to see it happen for other people. Economic development. My gosh, economic development is all over. We just had eMERGE. Art Basel is a great example of economic development being done by the private sector. You know, these fairs and all the positive things that go on here in Miami, it gives us great public and international press coverage locally, nationally, and internationally. It creates a vibe. It started with the guys on South Beach, the Robbins brothers. Craig and Scott put together a beautiful image on South Beach. They created the whole thing where the models came. They liked it rough. They liked it pastels. They brought in a beautiful image. And now we're seeing Craig Robbins recreate his vision in the design district, and you're seeing it rise right off of the street. What Craig Robbins has going on in the design district is nothing sort of spectacular. I go there all the time. It's something that I watch from my condo. It's something that I experience as a shopper. It's amazing to see the design district come back and explode with the most positive energy that I've seen in South Florida in quite some time. International business, softball. Every person I meet has an international component in their capital stack. I specialize in capitalizing real estate transactions. Argentinians, Colombians, Brazilians, Chileans, Russians, Germans. I mean, I've done deals with all of the different communities from across the world here in South Florida and across the state of Florida. And actually, the Germans, I took them all across the country with one of my clients. And they're investing. They're investing here. They're investing in South Florida. And what they're investing in is really indicative. They're investing in luxury condos, places to live. If Mr. Big wants to live here, it's not too long after that the rest of their environment comes with them from the business side. And we had Gary Press on just talking a little bit earlier about how this huge hedge fund from New York is moving down here and bringing great, high-paying, I'll say it now, careers, not jobs, and high five to them and everybody else. Startups, spending it, meet my ride. Well, we talk with Larry Zinn all the time about the great automobiles that they've got here on the roads. And one of the things Larry doesn't talk about a lot is his smoking hot Lamborghini dealership that he's got up on Okeechobee Road. I can't wait to get up there and take one of those babies out on the road. And there's a lot of other things that are going on here in South Florida. But the number one thing I want to talk about before I get off the air is David Beckham and the soccer stadium. Hey, keep hammering that thing west. Get it off the waterfront. Put it where people from every region can get to it easily with no thought. Out by the airport, there's plenty of land. You can get there from the north. You can get there from the south. You can get there from the east. You can get there from the west. My goodness sakes, if you wanted to come from Manchester United and come down to Miami, you could fly in and not have to get in a car and go to the game. I mean, it just makes common sense. I understand they want to have the waterfront. They want to have the beautiful shots like the Heat does at night. Well, you know what? Beautiful shots of the Miami skyline. That'll be pretty good, too. I think you can get a great experience. You can build a great environment out there. Lots of retail, lots of hotels, lots of apartments. There's just so much new stuff that it could be a catalyst for. And if you put it out by the airport, by the intermodal center, we've spent $1 billion+ on that to make sure people can get in and out of there easily. My gosh, isn't that the most important thing? Access and visibility? You get it right there. So I hope somebody's listening to me when I talk like that about the stadium. I want to thank our sponsors, and I want to thank our guests. I want to thank the guys from South Florida Business and Wealth. I want to thank Shelley Bloom. I want to thank U Health, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, the Aztec Group, Social Media 305, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and you, our listeners. Hey, follow me on Twitter at Jim Fried or Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets bunches and bunches of hits each week, and it's a great way to learn what we're talking about here in South Florida and some of the great guests that have been on and some of the tips that they've given us. If you've missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM, Thursday at 5. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something, they find a way. Other people, they find an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Go Heat!
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim.